appreciate to be added somewhere in the this cosmos, in the part there about dreaming, that it's all a dream. So I may say, yes, that sounds cool, but I'm not suggesting that this entire existence will find it's merely us sitting somewhere in a more real world, or in the real world, dreaming everything, sitting somewhere, we can skip that in the real world. Yep, that's what not I am saying, but what we find there in the Quranas, and as we have at least glanced at in several mythologies and cosmologies, and if we look back to the beginning of this book, and look carefully through up to where we are now, it fits very well into this model we are looking at right now. Dream model, but again, we need to sharpen up, clear our minds, and be aware of that when we say sleep and dream. Use those words about this extraordinary creative process going on in our consciousness, God's consciousness and ours. On a level entirely beyond this material existence whatsoever. Then we are using the word as a metaphor, but with our microcosmic understanding. we realize that our daily experiences of deep sleep, dream, and wakefulness, don't only serve as good metaphors, but are in fact microcosmic. Versions of the same creative cycle, so to speak.